Hello everyone, and welcome to the fifth qualifier recording. Yes, I'm talking with an accent for no discernible reason, and should stop doing so immediately. Let's go to the word file, shall we? Scrolling through the word file, Super Zombie Potato. That is a great name. This was okay, but you have some issues with rhythm here. Namely, you got none. I'm sorry. Well, that's a lie and was a bit overdramatic. But in some cases, your forcing of the rhyme scheme really just tanked the flow of the work. And I think you need to stop. Who hammer-timed, be honest, and think about this when you write and edit your pieces. Aside from that, this had a cutesy feel, but didn't necessarily engage the literary gravity, which apparently is a phrase that comes up a shitload in this recording. Anyway, regardless, welcome to the contest. Now, please give me more. Excellent. Charles. I'm not shitting you when I say that I knew I was going to end up aborting this when I saw the all caps noob text. Don't do this. It's not respectful literature, it's just annoying, and quite honestly, in general, makes you look not so great as an author. I'm really noticing a trend, though, as I go through this. You go ahead, and you add things which I feel you know internally to the piece. You know how it's going to work, you know what's going to happen, and this is knowledge to you, and it means something to you, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything to the average reader. For example, why do I care that the parlor was from before Charles' reign, for example? This doesn't add anything to me, it's just a fact that's there, but I don't know why. I still also have the feeling that you haven't quite gotten a handle on punctuation with regards to quotation marks, and as a result, things got kept a little bit too concise and went undeveloped in this piece. It didn't grow very much, and this could use some work. So really, I think you need to look at that specifically so you have a firm handle on how to construct sentences with quotations and all of that nonsense, because then it'll allow you to develop your piece a bit better. Now, on the plus side, this was an improvement from your last round entry, and that's always a plus. Selkie by Night. Welcome. Long story short on this one, you try really, really too hard to contort to the rhyme scheme, and you utterly mangle and destroy your rhythm. That's not really good. There's also some cases where the tense is just screwed up in some spots, and it leads to a somewhat jumbled mess that's problematic and semi-awkward to read. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's doing a good job, and this could really use some revisions to correct these issues. Personally, for me, I'm all about flow. If a piece flows, even if it breaks rules or whatever, especially in poetry, that's the win for me. And I think you should keep that in mind. Eris. Now, this seems a little bit more like old school Eris. This was entertaining, just fucking entertaining. However, I'm still not feeling your best caliber work here. It was amusing, I'll give you that, but it's lacking that, you know, impact that punched you into the finals last year. Still, I'll appreciate comedy where I get it. Keep pushing forward, especially, in this next round. / the one that I've already seen you write a huge-ass entry for. TLM. You know what? I could sum this all up in one word. Excellent. What a refreshing piece this was. Just refreshing. Great flow. Great message. Done. PK. This is another shortest one for you. You write well, this was creative, it was stylish, but you kind of turned off the entertainment a bit for me here. It was a little bit boring for me, which is kind of sad, because I know you are capable of just blowing my mind. Then again, you're already kind of in the playoffs, so whatever. Utora. Gravity in this, and lots of it. To be honest, sometimes having the whole writing and dialect thing can be a bit distracting. I know you know how to write. This had the depth and the grit upped tremendously, but I don't think you escaped that fact that sometimes dialect just doesn't quite work. In this case, it helped establish a sort of setting in my mind, and that was nice. But at the same time, there were issues where I just kind of read and I was like, well, is this really what is being said? I had to reread, think about it some more. It just adds an additional layer of translation that isn't necessarily useful. Or it would have been useful if turned down or presented in a different way, perhaps. Whatever. This is a stylistic choice, essentially, and really didn't hurt you. I mean, this was a strong piece. I guess my only complaint subject-wise is that it is a bit played. I've kind of seen this done before. But you did a nice job with it. You know, this was you, and I can't really ask for anything more than that. Black Gabriel. Humorous, well-written, and entertaining. I don't really have much to complain about here, aside from the fact that you didn't really scratch the surface of anything. This comes off as an entertaining read, and that's pretty much it. It's just solely entertainment, and, you know, creative-wise, stylist-wise, you're not exactly violating the envelope here, so to speak. But you did give me something to read that I enjoyed reading. You're already in the playoffs, so congrats. I clap. Scrolling on down to Voice of Creation. I found the number of capitalized nevers amusing, for obvious reasons. And of course, the serving of Schreckenburgers is truly priceless. VOC, it's obvious you know how to write. But I have to shove a little bit of criticism up your ass here, because it's warranted. This just, well, went on way too long for my liking. The ending is godforsaken hilarious and, you know, invokes swift satire up the ass, which is awesome. And we all know how much that I love gritty feud processing. But it just took, you know, way too much time to actually get to that point. Also, grammatically, I've already criticized someone for this in this recording. Avoid the all caps. It's a good thing. It just looks stupid. We have an exclamation point for a reason. You know, come on. However, you are putting yourself closer and closer to the playoffs, and seeing as how there's one round left, this is a good thing. Frosted. This could have used a little bit more grammatical refinement, but for a fanfic, I think you did a really nice job capturing that spin of your own. Just make sure to give your things a final read aloud to poke out those lingering trouble spots, and that will make things even better. Mousy. Another piece with grit and literary gravity. There were a few typos that could have been cleaned up, especially in a piece of this size. My biggest complaint here, though, is that I don't feel your mark of authorship on this piece. Works like this have been done before. I've actually received works like this before. And while there's nothing wrong with taking your turn at it, I'm not saying that's an issue, when you do, you absolutely have to make sure to put your stamp on it and to make sure that I see, as a reader and as a judge, this is what makes this piece Mousy's. And I'm just not seeing it here. Now, some of that may be that you're relatively new to everyone else. And, you know, like, someone like PK or VOC or TLM who have been entering this competition for God knows how long, I can just go, haha, that's something they wrote. You know, we don't really have that sort of connection as reader and writer yet. But still, you know, been around the block enough to know, you have to make sure that you put that stamp on there to make your piece stand out. And while this was nice, it was well written, I feel like it's lacking that final signature from you. And really, I guess that's where I'll leave off. Now, this is where things get interesting because, you know, my schedule has caused this issue where my judging is really slow. Like, for example, the final qualifier is due tomorrow and playoff time. So this is probably a good time for me to remind people that during the playoffs, there are prompts. It's no longer anything goes. It's prompt time, which means things are going to get interesting. Also, I am going to try my best to just bust out the round six judging. I am hoping that by some miracle, I don't get slaughtered with infinity pages of reading, because this will only push it back further. But I'm hoping to get through round six as quickly as I can so I can tell people, are you in the playoffs or not? Because quite honestly, once we get to playoff time, I only accept entries from people in the playoffs for GGW or people who are still in contention to win the Prism. Just because schedule-wise, it's kind of a pain in the ass. So generally what this means is that I will tell people, if they're in the playoffs or not. And then I will also inform a backup person in case someone in the playoffs, for whatever reason, cannot get a piece in. That backup person will enter the fray. And this is how it rolls. So please keep that in mind. Hopefully I'll be able to turn this around and just crush it. The other thing is that I may be able to slide the deadlines around a bit because I keep a 2-week buffer in September. And so if it takes me a while to get through round 6 and to inform people of their playoff status, if you will, there can be a little bit of a time contingency plan. Oh, by the way, it's important to mention, TLM, congrats, you just punched your ticket to the playoffs. Now get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!